This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Another weekend here in the Nishna Valley. Have you enjoyed the nice weather here the last few days?
I have. Not that I'm actually out doing anything outside, but yeah, going to and from my car to the house and everything. Yeah, it's been nice.
The nature of the beast, once we turn the clocks back in the fall, is that you no longer get to enjoy the outdoors quite as much because it's dark by the time you get home from work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lights go on in the car. The headlights are on when I go home at night.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's not right.
No. It'll take me a while to get used to it.
I know. We've been saying it for a while here, but it throws me off.
Yeah.
I don't like the time change. Let's just pick one and go and be done with it and not have to worry about flipping this and turning that. And I haven't found any clocks. I'm sure there's a watch or two that I don't wear very often that's still sitting there ticking off the old time.
Yeah.
But it's a shorter time frame, too. It'll be early part of March when we flip them back again. So it's really only a few months that we do the time change thing anymore. So we'll be right back at it again here soon enough, complaining that we lost that hour of sleep.
That's the worst. It's not fair.
That's why we do it on weekends and not weekdays. It's for productivity's sake.
That'd be awful.
Wouldn't it be awful if we made the time change on a Wednesday, say?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'd be a lot of people late for work.
And they'd all think they had a legitimate excuse, too.
I forgot
to turn it on. Yeah, well, how about I forget to pay you for a day, and we'll see how you like that.
I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah, they'll all remember that. Hey, it's Memorial. It's a Veterans Day weekend. Day falling on a Sunday this year, so I'm sure there'll be lots said in sermons and homilies and stuff in churches around the country thanking our veterans. Churches are usually places that are very much aware of all the sacrifices that our veterans have put forward to us. It is amazing how we sometimes hand away our freedoms. Sometimes we do that at elections. But we hand away our freedoms when so many people fought so hard so we could keep them. But, there are a lot of folks out there who spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, and in some cases gave a lot, including their lives, to make sure that the rest of us can live, for the most part, the life that we choose. So we do need to take some time to stop and think about those folks and their sacrifices and thank them for all that they've done.
Yes.
I don't happen to be a veteran, but, of course, like just about everyone, veterans in the family, both of my grandfathers served during World War II. My mom's father, one of my grandfathers, I didn't really know him hardly at all. He died when I was 4 years old. But I do have some memories of him as a very young child, but he lived about another 20 years after the war effort, but, he was a scout for his unit. So he was the one that had to go out in advance and scout out areas before the unit would go in and try to advance forward. So he was put in some pretty precarious situations, and he got shot up a few times. He took some hits, and it changed his life. It shortened his life, obviously, but changed his life. He did survive the war, but eventually the war got the best of him. He came back with one arm that was pretty much useless. It just hung there. He had no strength or anything in it, and couldn't grab anything or do anything with it, so that was a difficult thing for him to find work.
Right.
Dubuque at that time, a very blue-collar town, kind of hard to find blue-collar employment when you're working with one arm that really doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
But so he's pretty much spent the rest of his time working in a cattle yard at the packing company, just basically herding cattle, leading them off to slaughter. Mm-hmm. With one arm he could use cattle prod.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, but he worked hard and did what he could, but he also suffered kidney injuries and things too from some of the wounds that he had, and he ended up dying of kidney failure.
Hmm.
We're talking about 50s and 60s now. It was not a good time to have kidney issues. Dialysis was not readily available like it is now. He had to head down from Dubuque to Iowa City, which was not an easy drive back then. It wasn't interstate and stuff like it is now. It was a little longer drive, a little slower, but he had to do that just about every day for dialysis.
Wow.
And when he had to go down for dialysis, it was most of the day. So there were a lot of times where he was gone all day, and it was just it was a sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
but he was proud of his service. And, of course, we're very proud of him for it, too.
Yeah.
So, but that's just, one story. That's one of the stories I could tell from my side of the family. I'm sure you have stories in your family. Everyone has stories of some sort, whether it's, from any of the World War I, World War II, the wars prior to that, Korea, Vietnam, the first Desert Storm, the most recent, Afghanistan, Iraq, lots of stories that a lot of veterans come home to tell. You know, the neat thing, though, sometimes about that is when you ask them about some of their experiences and things, it seems like more often than not I hear the positive.
Really?
I hear folks who served, in, especially recently, in Afghanistan, Iraq, places like that, where we're trying to make things better. Mm-hmm. The goal is to try to make things better for those folks who are living under tyranny and dictatorships. They come back and they tell positive stories of how they are thanked by some of the locals for what they're doing. You know, you don't always feel like you're appreciated. It's long, hard work. You're on duty 24 hours a day when you're in a war zone. You don't get time off. You don't get to go home and kick your feet up and sit back and watch a little TV. You know, it just doesn't happen that much. You're always pretty much on duty. But they have a lot of stories, but they choose oftentimes to tell the positive ones about what they're doing and the efforts and how they are appreciated over there. So we need to show them as much appreciation as possible back here, too, because everything they do for freedom elsewhere is good for freedom here, too.
Yes.
So we do very much appreciate that, but take some time to think about all the efforts that are going on here as we hit Veterans Day this weekend, and there are lots of different projects going on out there as well. There are all kinds of, I know the Wounded Warrior Project is one that comes right to my mind because they're pretty visible and they've been very active and growing here in the last several years. But there are a lot of folks who've come back from their service not the same way when they left, whether it's physical issues, mental issues in some cases. You know, it's changing their lives. And we don't have to look far to find stories where, you know, efforts like that change people's lives. If there's anything we can do, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a physical therapist. I mean, I can't really do anything there, but I can give some money to help out some of the efforts. So if you think about that during this course of time, I'm sure they'd appreciate whatever you can do for those efforts, too. There are a lot of folks out there that can use the help. Lord knows they helped us. We wouldn't have that money in our pockets if it wasn't for their efforts in the first place. So I'm thinking it's not the worst thing in the world to maybe share a little bit of that with the folks who are kind of responsible for
it.
Not
at all.
So, very good. All right, well, we need to get after some stuff here because I don't know about you. I got an awful lot of stuff laid out here in front of me. There are lots of things going on.
Yeah, there's lots going on.
I actually have a lot of Veterans Day things going on.
Oh, I'm sure. Let's see here. Well, on Sunday in Avoca, St. Mary's Catholic Church, they're having their fall dinner and bake sale. That's on Sunday, November 11th from 11 to 1:30. And they'll be serving Staley's chicken, homegrown sweet corn, mashed potatoes, salads, and desserts. That's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, their fall dinner and bake sale on November 11th from 11 to 1:30. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding their free bird feeder workshop. That's in the outdoor or at the outdoor educational classroom in Messina at 4. It's free and it's for all ages. Children must be accompanied by an adult. And you can come and learn about the birds and you can feed them and take home a bird feeder. You can pre-register by calling 769-2372. Again, that's the Cass County Conservation Board's Bird Feeder Workshop at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina on November 11th at 4. The Grizzled Community School District, administration, employees, students, and Board of Education, they're presenting a Veterans Day program on November 11th at 2 p.m. in the Grizzled Middle School High School Auditorium. Their guest speaker is Alan Cranston of Marnie. Chief Petty Officer Cranston enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1956 at the age of 19 and retired in 1975. Immediately following the program, all are invited to the cafeteria for a dessert bar and fellowship. In conjunction with the annual Veterans Day program, cards of thanks are sent to those men and women from our local area currently serving in the military. If you have names and addresses, you can give them to Ivan Lynch or Denise Marison at 778-2154. And it's open to the public, and it's a great way to come and thank a veteran. That's, again, the Veterans Day program at the Griswold Middle School High School Auditorium on November 11th at 2 p.m. A Veterans Day breakfast at the Brayton Town Hall is on Sunday, November 11th. That's from 8:30 to 12:30. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, juice, and coffee. A Veterans Memorial Dedication will be held on November 11th at 1:30. That's at the Exira EHK Multipurpose Room. American Legion Post 322 invites everyone to attend the ceremony with lunch and fellowship following. Again, that's the Veterans Memorial Dedication on November 11th at 1:30 in the Exira EHK Multipurpose Room. The annual Messina United Methodist Dinner and Bazaar will be held on November 11th. Their dinner features pork loin with dressing and also beef and noodles with mashed potatoes and gravy, along with green beans, salads, homemade pies, and desserts. They'll be serving that from 11 to 1 and costs $8 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under, and preschoolers are free. Their bake sale begins at 10:30 and the bazaar auction is at 1:30. They do have carryouts available. You can call 779-2270. That's the Messina United Methodist Dinner and Bazaar on November 11th, and serving is from 11 to 1. Wyota Pinnacle Card Party will be held on November 11th at the Wyota Community Building. That's at 6:30. You can bring a snack to share, and everyone is welcome to attend. Just to let you know, the Atlantic City Clerk's Office will be closed on November 12th in observance of Veterans Day. BPO Doe's meeting at the Elks Lodge, dinner at 6:30, business meeting at 7:30, and that's on November 13th. The Walnut Presbyterian Church Annual Bazaar and Dinner is on November 14th. They'll be serving turkey, ham, dressing, homemade pie. That is from 4:30 to 7. Cost is $9 for adults, $5 for children 3 through 12, and 3 and under are free. They also have carryouts available for $10. And there's a mini bazaar that starts at 3, and you can get tickets available for $1 each for a handmade Afghan. Walnut Presbyterian Church Annual Bazaar and Dinner on November 14th, and serving is from 4:30 to 7. There's a Red Cross blood drive coming up in Atlantic. That is on November 15th. That's from noon to 6, and that will be held at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. There's a blood drive also in Elkhorn on the 15th. That is from 8:30 to 2:30, and that is at the Exira EHK School. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, their apple skewer and sausage suppers on November 15th. That's from 4 to 7. They're just 60 cents each. You can call in orders until 6, and there's a limit of 2 dozen. And there's also a quilt raffle and youth group bake sale. That's Trinity Lutheran Church's Avoca in Avoca, apple skewer and sausage supper on November 15th, and that's from 4 to 7. The Atlantic Public Library is kind of asking you to come help celebrate Carol's retirement, and also as they welcome Meredith. It's an open house on November 15th from 4:30 to 6:30. It's at the Atlantic Public Library meeting room, and then the Friends of the Library will be serving appetizers, cake, coffee, and apple cider. A Staley's Chicken Supper will be held on November 16th. That's from 5 to 7 at the Exire EHK School. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for children 6 through 12, and children under 5 are free. Proceeds from this will go to the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton for relocation of the playground, and they do have carryouts available. St. John's United Church of Christ is hosting their 9th annual Festival of Table and Trees. That's on November 17th, and that is held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come view dozens of decorated trees and table settings and nativity scenes. There's holiday treats that will be served after the tour. Admission is just $5. For an additional $5, you can join them for a salad luncheon, and that is from 11 to 1. The youth group will have a bake sale, and proceeds go towards the church kitchen remodeling project. St. John's is located just 13 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71, or 1 mile south of Lyman. That's St. John's United Church of Christ 9th Annual Festival Table and Trees on November 17th from 9 to 3. Brayton American Legion Post 350 is holding their annual bingo party. That's at the Brayton Community Center. Dinner will be served by the auxiliary from 5 to 6. Bingo starts at 6 and with a turkey or ham prize given away each game, along with other great prizes. There's door prizes. The top prize is $100 cash. Proceeds from the event will go to the Boy State participants and local scholarships. The Brayton American Legion Post 350, they're also having an annual feather party. That's on November 17th at the Brayton Community Center. It's from 5 to 6. And again, proceeds go to support the Boy State scholarships. The Church of Nazarene in Atlantic will be having a gospel concert on November 17th at 7 p.m. The quartet is from Lebanon, Missouri, and it's a Southern gospel group. They've been ministering for over 30 years, and everyone is welcome to attend.
It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
I got plenty more. I warned you. Plenty more. Let's take a break, though, first. We'll be back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back after it again. I told you I had some other stuff there too, and a lot of it had to do with Veterans Day coming up this weekend. We'll start with some of those things. The Casey United Methodist Church will have its annual Fall Harvest Bazaar dinner and auction this Sunday, November 11th. It's on Veterans Day at the Casey Community Building. The bazaar is at 10:30 in the morning, dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the auction follows starting at 1 o'clock. On the menu, beef and noodles, ham balls, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, roll, and pie. Sounds like a stick-to-your-ribs kind of meal. We like those in the fall,
oh, definitely,
don't we? Carryouts are available as well. Adults, the price is $8.50. For children under 12, the price is $4.50. And preschoolers can pop in for free. Auctioneer is Doug Wiedemeyer for that event. That's the Casey United Methodist Church annual Fall Harvest Bazaar dinner and auction this Sunday, November 11th at the Casey Community Building. Also coming up this weekend, the Central Church of Christ in Griswold is inviting all veterans and their spouses and families to attend a Veterans Appreciation Lunch. And that is this Sunday, November 11th, from noon until 1:30. You do need to RSVP to Trudy at 712-778-2433. They'll be serving chili and chicken noodle soup along with cinnamon rolls. That's for veterans and their families at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Also, there's a Veterans Memorial Dedication that will take place this Sunday, November 11th at 1:30 p.m. at the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Multipurpose Room. That's in Elkhorn. The American Legion Post number 322 is inviting everyone to attend that ceremony, and they'll have lunch and fellowship afterward. Again, that's at 1:30 this Sunday, November 11th at the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Multipurpose Room in Elkhorn. Also, the Avoca American Legion is sponsoring a Veterans Day pork feed, and that will be at the Veterans or at the Legion Hall. That's this Sunday, November 11th, starting at 5:30 p.m. $8 for adults. It's $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for those children under 6. All veterans and American Legion Women's Auxiliary members are free. That's compliments of Mid-States Bank in Avoca. So that's a Veterans Day pork feed again this Sunday, November 11th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Avoca American Legion Hall. Everyone is welcome, but especially the veterans. Also coming up this Sunday, November 11th, Shelby County Post 941 Veterans of Foreign Wars and Ladies Auxiliary will host their annual Veterans Day breakfast. That's from 7 a.m. until noon at the Veterans Memorial Building in Harlan. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, bacon, toast, juice, milk, and coffee. It's open to everyone, and they'll have a bake sale as well. They're just asking for your free will donation. You choose what it's worth to you to stop on by and enjoy a Veterans Day breakfast. Again, that's this Sunday, November 11th from 7 a.m. until noon at the Veterans Memorial Building in Harlan. Also this Sunday, St. Mary's Fall Festival is being held in Portsmouth this Sunday, November the 11th from 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. There's a craft and vendor fair. It's at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. They'll be serving homemade chili and chicken noodle soups, plus sandwiches and desserts. It'll be served all day until it's gone. Admission is 50 cents. There'll be hourly door prizes, random surprise drawings, and there'll be tables and all kinds of stuff there. Craft and vendor fair at St. Mary's Fall Festival at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth this Sunday, November 11th from 9:30 until 3, so a good long day of activities there. Now also, some other events that are coming up not too far down the road. On this Monday, November the 12th, the Defiance Bloodmobile will be held, the American Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive at the Defiance area at St. Peter's Parish Hall in Defiance, and that's from noon until 6 p.m. this Monday, November 12th, so make sure you schedule your life-saving donation appointments And you can stop by and take care of all that business, too. And they always take walk-ins as well. So we always have those. Boy, you can't, there's not a day that goes by without a blood drive somewhere around the Nishna Valley area. Also coming up on this Tuesday, November the 13th, there's a free pancakes and sausage, eggs, and beverage event all going on at the Adair Community Center. And that is from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. this Tuesday, November 13th. There'll also be two drawings for $50 in chamber bucks to be held. Donations will be accepted for the Adair Celebration Fund if you care to donate. That's all sponsored by the Adair Chamber of Commerce. So that's a free feed. It's pancakes, sausage, eggs, and a beverage at the Adair Community Center this Tuesday, November 13th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And don't forget about those drawings for chamber bucks, too. Not a bad deal. Also coming up this Tuesday, November the 13th, the Oneida Public Library hosting its Librarian Lunch from noon to 1 p.m. Judy Marnin will be the featured speaker, and she'll be talking about an All Iowa Reads selection called Strength in What Remains by Tracy Kidder. Now, everyone is welcome to attend in the discussion of the book by the Pulitzer Prize-winning author. They'll also be announcing the current All Iowa Reading selections at the program. So just bring a lunch and a friend and enjoy Judy's report as well as some refreshments. There'll be door prizes awarded to some of those who attend as well. And everyone is always welcome at the Oneida Public Library, where learning is fun. Reading a book.
You didn't read a lot when you were a kid?
I did what I had to.
Really? I loved reading.
Read more when I'm an adult now. Yeah. Of course, part of that's lifelong learning, too. Yeah. But yeah, reading is actually fun. So, yeah, if you have any questions, you can call 762-3639. That's Library and Lunch at the Oneida Public Library. The next event, again, coming up this Tuesday, November 13th. We're almost halfway through November. We just started.
I know. I can't believe that.
Where's it going? Also, let's talk about, since we're on this whole books thing, let's just talk about Books Are Fun. The Oneida Public Library is sponsoring its annual Books Are Fun book sale. Now, that started earlier this month, November the 5th, and it runs through the 26th of this month. So you can just browse the books and toys and pay and take one during the open hours and maybe do some Christmas shopping there, too. Now, it's from 2 to 8 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays, 2 to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's no traffic, no long lines, no stress. It's just leisurely browsing. Books Are Fun accepts credit cards, cash, and checks. So if you want to stop by, that's the Oneida Public Library Books Are Fun book sale. Again, that runs now through the 26th of this month. And again, call the library, 762-3639, if you have any more questions that you would need to have answered. Also, the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater is having its annual bazaar and food sale, and that's coming up next weekend, Saturday, November 17th. They'll be serving coffee and rolls at 9 a.m. There'll be mincemeat and other food items for sale. And silent auction will also be held on a queen-size quilt. That's the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater annual bazaar and food sale. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, November 17th. So make sure you plan accordingly for that. Have we talked much Christmas yet?
Not yet, but it's not too far away.
Festival of Trees coming up in
Adair. There you go, yeah.
Here we go. I got a mailing this week from the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce about the lighted Christmas parade, which is not too far down the road.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We're starting to get notes about Christmas-type activities. You know, because most of the Christmas activities all happen early in the month of December, because folks want to do that stuff early and then get out of the way for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Don't see a lot of stuff. That's family
time. You got to finish your last-minute shopping,
yeah,
too.
That's true. But that's family time, so they get out of the way. So, but yeah, the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library Board are co-sponsoring their 17th Annual Festival of Trees. Put it on your calendar. It's Saturday, December 1st from 1 to 8 p.m. and then Sunday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and that will be held at the Adair Community Center. Proceeds from the project go to provide scholarships for Adair Casey High School graduates. So far, they've given out 103 scholarships of approximately $15,500 to the youth of the community. Now, along with the decorated trees, there'll also be nativity scenes, Christmas villages, wreaths, wall hangings, and centerpieces that you can stop by and take a look at. And the Adair Lions Club, in conjunction with the Festival of Trees, will be serving their annual soup supper at the Adair Community Center as well. So put it on the calendar, Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 2nd, the Adair Festival of Trees at the Adair Community Center. It's coming up fast. It's all coming up fast. It'll be snowing here pretty soon.
No. No.
Hope you enjoy the nice weather. It's about over. Time to turn the page. All right. You have some birthdays to tell us about?
I do. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Sylvia Goebbels-Gozer of Westphalia. She's celebrating her 90th birthday on November 15th. Her family's planning a card shower in her honor, and you can send her a card to 307 Flush Street or P.O. Box 17, Westphalia, 51578. She's a daughter of late Peter and Clara Bach Goebbels, who was Westphalia residents. Her husband is the late Edmund Gazer. Again, that's happy birthday to Sylvia Gazer of Westphalia, celebrating her 90th birthday on November 15th. And you can send her a card to P.O. Box 17, Westphalia, Iowa, 51578. Happy birthday to Merlin Krause, who's turning 80 on November 25th. In celebration of his birthday, his children are honoring him with a card shower. And you can send them a birthday card to 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020, and help them wish him a fabulous birthday. Again, that's 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020. That's happy birthday to Merlin Krause, turning 80 on November 25th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we have a couple birthdays. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Mary Ann Matheson on November 11th. Also to Billy Marples on November 12th. Happy birthday to Betty Hansen on November 17th. And also to Lila Mae Nelson on November 17th. Over at the Friendship Home, we just have one birthday. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Evelyn May, who's celebrating her birthday on November 13th.
Can I throw one in?
You betcha.
Well, I know we always announce them ahead of time. I'm doing it after the fact, but I'm doing it to be safe.
Be safe. You can't get it out there enough.
That's right. This past Friday, November the 9th, was my wife's 39th birthday. Let's just say 39th birthday. How's that?
Very good.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. So happy birthday to my lovely wife. I have an anniversary to tell you about as well here, too. Ralph and Penny Cooper are celebrating their 40th anniversary this Sunday, November the 11th. And their friends and family asking for a card shower. So if you'd like to send congratulations out, Ralph and Penny Cooper can be reached by sending those notes to 505 Guthrie Street, Post Office Box 293, Adair, Iowa, 50022. Again, that's 505 Guthrie Street, Post Office Box 293, Adair, Iowa, 50002. So happy 40th anniversary to Ralph and Penny Cooper. They're celebrating this Sunday, November the 11th. Hope they have a good day with family and friends. Always fun to get together to do those types of things.
It is.
It's fun to get family and friends together for happy occasions.
Yes.
Sometimes we get together for sad occasions, too, and things. But it's always fun to get together for the positive occasions as well. Well, that's about all the time. I don't have any babies or anything to tell you about.
No. Nope.
You don't have any either there.
Nope.
Okay. So if you do have any of those things, remember, the hospitals don't report all that stuff like they used to. So if you would like to share any of that information with us so we can share it with others, just send a note to us. You can email it, fax it. I don't know.
Drop it off. I don't care.
Make a paper plane, a paper airplane out of it and throw it. It doesn't matter. As long as it gets here.
As it gets here, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be glad to share that with folks. So, yeah, feel free to share that stuff with us, and we'll share it with others. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. We do very much appreciate you being with us. And remember to thank a veteran this weekend.
Yes.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.